Chiefs, they need to pull up their socks. Pirates, they need to pull up their socks. That's where we need to get the Bafana Bafana players. So if those teams, they're not playing in that high level, there's no way we want to get good players for Bafana Bafana.
Everyone, they won't tell you the truth. So a lot of people were telling me, no, you're looking fine, you're looking sharp. But when I looked at myself and when I jumped on the scale, I couldn't believe what I saw.
Highlands Park, from NFT to PSL. PSL, top 8. Top 8, now they're going to play fine. Be careful. Yes. something can happen.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I'm your host, Slu Paho. This weekend, we see a historic clash in the MTN 8 final. 2017 champions and 2018 finalists SuperSport United head into this final for the third straight season. Can Coach Tembo's men handle the pressure? They're coming off a 1-0 victory over AmaZulu in the league, and they are currently in sixth with one game in hand. They take on Highlands Park, who are off to a dream start this season. 3 wins and 6 in the league. They've taken down Pirates in the Cup already and are in the final for the first time in their history. Oh, and not to mention a certain Peter Shalulile, who's got 6-6 in the league, and he's probably looking for his first in the Cup. Well, we have a stacked show for you. First, I have SuperSport United goalkeeper Ronwin Williams, who's essentially a club legend already, only aged 27. We chatted about the cup run, their aspirations, and also the opportunity he's received for Bafana Bafana due to Itumeleng Khune's unfortunate injury. I then had a sit down with two well-known figures of local football, Santos Cape Town's legendary defender Edris Burton and Pirates legend Benedict Tor Vilagazi. They were in town as ambassadors of the MTN 8, and we chatted about everything from their careers to the tournament and everything in between. This is the weekend special. Welcome to it. Ronwin Williams spared a moment of his time to join me on the show. He's one of the hardest working footballers around right now, and he won't stop raking in the caps. And he also had a fairly successful AFCON. And here he is in his third MTN 8 final in as many years. He's got 2 clean sheets and 3 cup games this season, but this time he faces Peter Shalulile. I got him on the line to get his thoughts. SuperSport United's number one man in goal, Ronwin Williams. Ronwin, thanks for joining me on Sokala Duma Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you've won a good number of caps for Bafana Bafana this year. Do you think you've proved yourself to be better than what was expected of you, particularly with Khune out?
Yeah, first of all, it was a huge honor for me to play and be part of, you know, such an historic event. I mean, the AFCON, it's tournament that I dream of. Yeah, me getting the chance to play and proving my worth. It wasn't easy, but I had the support of the coach, and that's what I needed. I've worked with Coach Stewart before, and it was just for me to do what I can do, to do what I'm best at. Yeah, it was obviously a disappointing way to exit the tournament, but like I've always said, you know, you live and you learn from these moments and you move on, and it must just make me stronger.
You know, you are our number one in Egypt, and apart from the match against Namibia when Keith started, you played every match, so it was a stressful tournament for us, but you actually had 2 clean sheets in 4 games. How would you rate your performances and the performance of the team overall, given that it was actually our best run at AFCON for 19 years?
It was up and down. We know we didn't play to the best of our ability. Honestly speaking, we know we didn't create as much chances as possible. We didn't score as much goals as well. But I think we were much more solid defensively. I don't think we conceded that much goals. You know, we were solid defensively. We had much more structure than before. So, you know, it was a learning curve. It was a lot of players, you know, first time playing such big tournaments. You know, it's not easy. There's a lot of pressure. And people tend to forget that you're playing against world stars here, people that are playing Champions League. It was a big learning curve for all of us. And honestly, I think the future looks bright for Bafana Bafana. You know, I see a bright future for this team.
Molefe Ntseki has been with you for a while now as well. How do you feel about the new coach? And do you think that he's able to take you to AFCON and also to the 2022 World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's got the capabilities. I mean, he's been in and around the team for a very long time. You know, he's learned a lot from the coach that he's worked with. He wasn't just a yes boy. You know, he was always there helping us, encouraging us, taking some of the sessions. I'm happy for him. He deserved it. And I like the idea behind it. They wanted someone to continue where we left off, because obviously Stewart brought a lot of positives into the team. We played much better. Like I said, we've got much more structure now. So it was more of continuing where Coach Stewart left off and giving him the job, who was there with Coach Stewart throughout the 2-3 years that they were together. Mm. You know, he's the perfect guy, you know. So I'm happy for him. He deserves it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, successful time with him.
Proper. So SuperSport United have a solid record this season in the PSL so far. We'll get to the MTN 8 a little bit later, but in the league, you sit in sixth. It's still early in the season. I spoke to the big boss, Dan Matthews, about expectations for the season. But in terms of your personal success, trophies, clean sheet record, whatever it may be, what are your personal targets for this season?
When I started playing professional football, Coach Gavin used to tell me, if you concede less than 20 goals in this league, then you win the league. So every season I go with that mentality of wanting to concede less than 20 goals. And as much as we've done well as a team, I mean, we've conceded a lot of goals already. We've conceded 9 in 7 games. I mean, we conceded 6 goals in 2 games against Cape Town City, as well as Polokwane, in the space of a week. Mm. And that is, you know, that's unlike a SuperSport team, because we pride ourselves in our defending. We worked on it last week, looked at where we went wrong and the goals, the type of goals we were conceding. It was an eye-opener. I'm happy it happened now, you know, the beginning of the season, not towards the end where we won't have time to fix all these mistakes. So, you know, it's best we sort out ourselves now, you know, so we can be much more solid going forward.
You know, it's kind of almost ridiculous to me that you're only 27 years old. I feel like you've been a permanent keeper for SuperSport forever and a day. But once upon a time, you were a young boy rising through the ranks at Shatterproof Rovers and Tottenham Hotspur, right?
Yes.
So now that you're approaching 200 caps for SuperSport United, is there any piece of advice that you would give to your younger self?
Yeah, just to believe in yourself and take football more serious. Because honestly speaking, until Coach Stewart backs the claiming, you know, I wasn't training properly. You know, I knew, you know, I had the talent. I knew that I was good and I was achieving things, but that was just on pure luck and maybe the team doing well. And then when Coach Stewart came, I can remember getting a few injuries, you know, and he spoke to me and he told me about my weight, you know, and that's the wake-up call that I needed. Everyone, they won't tell you the truth. So a lot of people were telling me, no, you're looking fine, you're looking sharp. But when I looked at myself and when I jumped on the scale, I couldn't believe what I saw. So I thank him for being honest with me at that time, for telling me I'm a few kilos, you know, overweight. Mm. And I worked hard on that. And I mean, for the past 2 years, since I came back from injury, I've played all the games, you know, for SuperSport, you know, and I've been in every Bafana camp for the last 2 years. I haven't missed a game. So small things like that, that helps a player, you know. So I'm much more serious now. I look after my body as young as I am. I need to do this if I want to prolong my career. If I could get those years back, you know, I think I would have been much more further than where I am at the moment. But yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, we love and we learn, and all these negatives, you know, we must try and turn it into positives. And I think that's what I've done over the years.
And you mentioned Baxter. He had a lot of confidence in you. Did you have a close relationship with him?
Yes, definitely. We had such a good relationship when he came in to SuperSport. You know, he spoke to me. You know, I was feeling down with all the mistakes I was making at the time. And then we analyzed myself, the coach, and his son, Lee Baxter, who's the goalkeeper coach at Chiefs. The professionalism that I saw from the two of them struck me the first day. And we had all the clips for the past 2 years of the goals that I conceded. You know, we went through all of that. And ever since then, you know, I've taken my game more serious. I've learned so much in a short space that I've worked with Coach Lee and obviously with Coach Stewart as well. So just want to thank both of them for the little knowledge that they, you know, helped me in my career. You know, it will be with me forever.
So Ronald Lawrence currently holds the record for the most starts for SuperSport United. I think it's 224 appearances, and you're only 27, and keepers generally tend to play into their late 30s. So you could actually potentially beat this record this season if SuperSport makes enough cup appearances. What would that record mean to you as an academy graduate out of SuperSport United?
Yeah, obviously it's a massive achievement for me. It wasn't easy. Like I said, there was a lot of negatives along the way. But like I said, I've turned them into positives. And, you know, I'm just proud. You know, it wasn't easy leaving home, you know, at the tender age of 12 years. Didn't know anything at that time, coming to a foreign place, not knowing anyone, not knowing the players, you know. But, you know, that helped me. That paved the way for me. SuperSports is such a wonderful, organized family team. You know, they look after their own, you know, they treat you like their own kids. So I'm just proud that we can achieve things, and this is my way of, you know, giving back to them for helping me throughout these years.
Definitely. And last year, you actually said that you've never thought of leaving SuperSports United. Are you aiming at being a career player for them? It's kind of rare in this league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy at SuperSports, and I would like to think that they're happy as well, because I've done well for them over the years. I would like to obviously finish my career here at SuperSports. I know there's ongoing talks between my management and, you know, the board on trying to tie me down on a longer deal. We're looking forward to that, and, you know, hopefully can finalize that soon. But you never know in football. You never know. Things can change. But I'm happy here. But, you know, if they're not happy anymore with me, then I would be open to a new challenge. But if that's not the case, I'll be more than happy to stay here for the rest of my career.
Thank you very much for joining me on Sokola Duma Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure. Ronwin Williams, thanks for joining me on Sokola Duma Radio.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Hey Sokola Duma listeners, the Sokola Duma social media app has finally launched. Head to Google Play or Apple App Store, search Sokola Duma and download it now. You can earn airtime, data, and a whole lot more for simply taking selfies and sharing them.
There's no PSL action this weekend or next as we take a break for the cup this Saturday. And next week, we have the international break where Bafana Bafana takes on Mali on Sunday. So ahead of the cup final, I got the opportunity to sit down with two legendary figures in local football, Tsoa Vilakazi and Idris Burton, who are both ambassadors for the competition. Take a listen.
I'm happy to be joined by Pirates legend Tsoa Vilakazi and Cape Town Santos legend Idris Burton. Welcome to Sokola Duma Radio, guys.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, man.
So you've come through to the Sokola Duma offices with the beautiful MTNA trophy. Starting with you, Tsoa, what have you thought of the competition so far, particularly all of the upsets with Cape Town City, Wits, and your former team Pirates being knocked out early?
Firstly, I'd like to thank MTN. Because they're the ones that they really made possible for us to be here, and they support us. Now, I was laughing when you're talking about Cape Town City and Orlando Pirates, and this is football. Mm. And in football, for you to go through, you need to score goals. So if you don't score goals, then you're on the losing side. Yeah. So it happens that Highlands Park, they score goals, they're going to play final. Mm. SuperSport United, they score goals, they're going to play a final.
Yeah.
It's simple.
I actually wanted to ask you about that, because whenever my teams get knocked out of a competition, I always say the team that knocks us out, at least they must make the final. Do you have the same feelings about Highlands?
No, why should I have to be like that? Because, I mean, you cannot decide who's going to be in the final. So it's at the end of the day, it depends on that 90 minutes or penalties. Like it happens against Highlands Park.
Yeah.
It went to penalty shootouts and Highlands Park went through. Mm. But I've been saying this when they started the MTNA, to say Highlands Park, there's something good that they're doing. Because looking at last season, they came from NFT. Normally, all the teams that they come from NFT, they get to PSL. They just want to manage.
Mm.
Just as long as we're there this season, it's okay. But for them, they went to top 8.
Mm.
So it tells you something.
Yeah.
And then now they went to semi-finals.
Yeah.
Now they're going to play finals. Be careful.
Yes.
something can happen.
Yes. And then Idris, Cape Town City,
the current
still reigning champions out so early. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it was a, for me personally, it was a shock result for them to lose out so early in the 8. But in saying that, if you look at the start of the season, it's been a bit hot and cold.
Mm.
And if we look at just the last game that they've played and the comments that Benny made in the media of late, you know, that half of the team won't make the squad if it was up to him.
Mm.
But that's just the indifferent start that they've had to the season. So it was actually no fluke for them to be knocked out. And, you know, if they were really on it, I think they would have gone through and been given a good show. But he hasn't found the right mix with the squad at this point.
Mm.
But, you know, he's a quality personality. He's got some good players in the squad. It's just a matter of time before he gets the mixture and the whole vibe going there with Cape Town City, and they'll be back on track.
Definitely. With a competition like this, I wanted to ask, do you think that sponsors were maybe shaking in their boots when all the big boys started getting knocked out? And in your opinion, why do you think it is that football fans stay engaged even when the big sides are knocked out?
Firstly, it's the appetite for the game, for football in the country. It doesn't matter where it's played. The MTN 8 final will be played at Orlando Stadium. Two unfancy teams, Highlands Park against SuperSport United. If you had asked me at the start of the competition, who would I bet in the final? I'm sure what I've told you, Sundowns and Pirates.
Yeah.
Probably. But that's the nature of the game, and that's why the fans, the supporters, everybody are just engrossed in this MTN 8 competition. Mm. It's good for the game, for upsets. I mean, even the last semi-final, Sundowns against SuperSport.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, Sundowns is possibly the most informed team at the moment. But they had an off day, and SuperSport capitalized on that. But in saying that, SuperSport has also got that cup pedigree. Caetano's been involved with SuperSport for a long time now, even as an assistant, so he knows what it's about.
Yeah.
So, it's two good teams. And I think, you know, our supporters, our fans, they really still have the appetite to support this game.
Definitely. Now, so I'd like to ask, looking at Pirates this season, what are your thoughts on Michu's early departure, especially after a couple of years of great football and you guys were right there, like, challenging for the title but just couldn't capture it? What were your thoughts on his departure and his replacement?
There's this weird called football. Football things happen, my brother. You sleep today, tomorrow you wake up, they said Moreno's coaching Kaizer Chiefs. You'll know. you cannot say much because changes are always there.
Yeah.
Yes, they did very well the past seasons whereby they were competing until they let it go, especially the last season where they had to win certain games to win the league, but unfortunately it couldn't happen that way. And Mitchell left the team and Roland is there. And I believe that, look, in our football is growing now and there's a lot of changes every day in our football. So if you want our young coaches to get the experience of being a head coach, so we mustn't be afraid of putting them in that position. Doesn't matter the age. And I always say it's better when he's young than when he's old. Because when he's young, he's growing the game. He's growing the game. The changes are happening in front of his eyes than when you are old. So for Rolando to coach Orlando Pirates, look, he's got the experience because Coach Pizzo was coaching Bafana Bafana. He was working with Coach Pizzo, was working with Coach Manuel Minetti. Those two brains, that's football. So if you spend time with those two coaches and they've won the Champions League, what more can we ask from Rolando? Except giving him that chance and the support to say, look, use the experience that you've gained from those two brains. Put it here. We're going to support you. We're behind you with everything because we cannot do it alone. He needs the coach, the technical team, his own technical team to be on that edge of him. And then the players and the management and the supporters.
Yeah.
So if everyone will come together and say, look, let's work together and achieve whatever goals that he wants to achieve, don't do it.
Okay, I tend to agree. You know, when the results weren't looking so great, people will start looking at the caretaker coach. But the truth is that he took over a team. At the start of the season, they had a different coach, and now he takes them over, and he has to bring his vision. So you believe, like me, that he should be given some time with the team to grow and bring his vision to life.
Look, there's one thing that we in our football we always forget is Rome was not built in one day. So if you want a quality team, you need to give yourself time to build that team. Look at how Sundowns is today. It took time for them to be the way they are today. So it's not an easy thing. But eventually, when you get everything right, you've got all the parts in the places, definitely that car will move. And when that car moves, everyone will see that car is moving.
Yes.
So I'm saying, look, for him, let's just forget about what happened. And then he just need to focus in what he wants to achieve and build a very strong team.
Definitely. Idris, the the face of Cape Town football has changed dramatically over the past few years. Before 2016, there was no Cape Town City FC the way we see it now, or Stellenbosch FC in the PSL. Cape Town City only reformed in 2016. Plus, Ajax Cape Town have now fallen to the NFD. What are your thoughts on all of these changes? And given Cape Town City's success last season, do you think that the future is brighter for Cape Town and football these days?
No, I definitely would think so. Especially with the module that, let's call it the module that John Commuters have created.
Mm.
He's definitely created a brand. It's there, it's out there in the public, it's out in the media. And he's created something special. And especially with the name Cape Town City, something that people can have that affinity towards. And in saying that, I must give him his credit. He's checked the right boxes.
Mm.
And especially appointing Benny as a head coach.
Yeah.
Taking a chance, inexperienced coach. But Benny's done amazingly well.
Yeah.
And I think more so the right choice because of Benny's personality and his character.
Mm.
Especially what he's achieved. And I think that is one of the main reasons why they've been so successful in the first 2 years, because players have that respect for Benny. They have that he's done everything, you know. So if he gives you an instructions, you better take it,
yes,
you know. And coming to the second season, the last season starting now, it's more like trying to strengthen the squad, trying to bring in some reinforcements, and it's a matter of gelling, you know. The preseason is only so long for them to really gel. Brought in a few new faces, but before you know it, I think they'll be back on track. So for me personally, I think I would love to see a little bit more Premier League clubs. When we had 4 or 5 teams in the Premier League, Cape Town football was really good. It was at its best. In saying that, with only 2 Premier League clubs in Cape Town, there's a possibility of us losing talent because there isn't many outlets for our talent to go to. I watch a lot of amateur football, and I can tell you now that some of these youngsters that I see on a Saturday afternoon, they must probably have more talent in one of their feet than I had in both my feet, you know? So the talent in Cape Town is definitely there. We just need to give them that opportunity, and without a doubt, with more Premier League clubs, they will feel that there is an opportunity for us.
For sure. And, you know, looking at Cape Town City last season, top 4 finish, MTNA Championship.
Yeah.
We've spoken about Benny, but I do want to bring up Stephen Pienaar, who just completed his USFA license.
Yeah.
And he's already been linked to Ajax Cape Town, of course. He started his career there. Do you think that would be a good fit for him to start his coaching career?
I think that's the way to go. If you look at world football, I mean, possibly one of the best followed leagues is the English Premier League. And you don't have to look as far as Chelsea, bringing in Frank Lampard from, I'm sure everybody's thought from nowhere. But these guys do their coaching badges early on. They do their apprenticeships, let me call it that. Solskjaer was in the Manchester United youth structures for a long time.
Yes.
You know, so these guys do that. I mean, Benny was in Belgium for assisting in one of the teams in Belgium. So the same with Stephen Pienaar. I think, you know, the former players have got the right character and with the right experience and the know-how. They definitely, and to give the young coaches a chance is great, man. You know, if we've got Rulani at Pirates, Fadlu there as well. It's the way world sport is going. If you look at any sport in the world at the moment, and specifically the football, your Zidane's, your Frank Lampard, you just have to look at the names. So I think Ajax Cape Town for Stephen Pienaar, National First Division, a little bit of different ball game. I think one has to have that know-how of what it takes to participate in the National First Division. It's a very hustle and bustle, and make sure that you get the result before playing the football you want.
And you also can't just be buying players, you know.
Exactly. There's not, you know, so it might just be, I think, maybe more of a MDC structure for him to start off with 1 year, and possibly a reserve team or a assistant coach, that type of thing. But I think Steven's definitely got the character. He's got the makeup as well. Very strong character, as much as it not come across like that. I know he's He's got a very strong mentality of himself. I think he'll do well, and I would urge local South African Premier League clubs and possibly First Division clubs to give him a chance.
Definitely. So I do want to get into MTNH final predictions, but I want to also, it would be remiss of me if I didn't mention, so you were capped by Bafana Bafana 31 times, and Bafana have had a roller coaster of the year. From AFCON, where it was, first we didn't think we were making it through, and then we made it through the group stages, and then the country had this lack of belief in the boys, and they managed to beat Egypt. And then, you know, we fell in the quarterfinals, but it's still our best performance at that tournament in 19 years. So what did you think of Bafana Bafana this year, specifically the performances in Egypt?
Well, for me, they did very well, looking at the history of themselves that you've been struggling. And all the time that people were talking about Bafana Bafana to be in the major tournament, it's when we host him as a country. So for Bafana Bafana to play AFCON, I was happy, I was very impressed with the way they played because no one gave them a chance. Mm. Anyway, all of us, we knew that, no, they go there for holiday. But, you know, those boys, they've worked very hard. Mm. Their best game was against Egypt. Mm. They beat Egypt. What more can we ask? Mm. Because I remember that we thought that point one was, you guys are not going to qualify. Mm-hmm. That was point number one. So even when a lot of people were going to the stadium to watch them, they were like, no, let's just go and watch them. But anyway, these ones, they're not going to qualify. Then they made it. Mm-hmm. They went to the group. Now they go to the quarterfinals. So no one gave them a chance. And, you know, I'm saying we need to start afresh. Mm-hmm. They played their part. They did very well. Thank you very much, boys. But now, let's not cut corners. Mm. If really it's a country we want to have a good team, yeah. Participating in terms of AFCON and World Cup.
Yeah.
And as we're cutting corners, other countries, they take time, they build their teams. Mm. And then when they're there for years, not a year, years. Mm. So for us, we just need to start afresh and say, look, let's go back, let's look at our under-20s. How are they performing? Our under-23s, how are they performing? And then let's try and build a team around there. Mix it with the current ones.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of those youth teams, Mule Fintseki, new Bafana coach, previous coach for the under-17, 20s. Yeah. So what do you think of a coach with that type of experience taking us forward to the next AFCON, to the next World Cup?
Look, we need to support the coach, and also again, before we can support the coach, also our teams, let's get quality players.
Mm.
If we want our Bafana Bafana team to be very strong, our teams also must be strong in our league in terms of the players that are playing. Because really, if you watch a game, and you fall asleep watching a game, it's something else.
Mm. Mm.
So that's where my problem is first, before we can go to Bafana Bafana. So Chiefs, they need to pull up their socks.
Mm.
Pirates, they need to pull up their socks. You know, Sundowns also, they're there. Vids, you know, all the PSL teams, because that's where we need to get the Bafana Bafana players.
Mm.
So if those teams, they're not playing in that high level, there's no way we want to get good players for Bafana Bafana. That's why all the time we struggle to get players for our national team. Because right now, if I can ask you a question, who's on form now? You see, you're thinking.
Yeah.
But before, you don't have to think. You definitely know that, I know, look, Andres Benton, look, top defender right now.
Yeah.
Because you knew. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think. But now you sit down and like, let me look at Sundown. Let me look at Vitz. Let me check Arrows. But who's there? now you're thinking. And it's worrying because as a nation, we end up putting pressure on these boys again when they're wearing that Bafana Bafana shirt.
Mm.
We want them to deliver.
Exactly.
So it's not fair again.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying from the teams, let's try really and work hard, coaches in the teams, and improve these boys that, you know, the level of their game must be high so that when we have to select the Bafana Bafana team, we don't have to have a head. A head like that we must get. Who to choose?
Yeah.
Because there's quality.
Mm.
But now we've got a headache of saying,
I don't see anything. Can you help me, guys? So it's so sad and painful because, again, those boys are, they waking up in the morning, going to training. And then when we need players for the national team, then we scratching our heads, we're thinking, who can we select? Mm. Let's start with our teams first to say, please, let's work from our teams. Let's put that football high there. So that is going to be easier for Mulifin Tseke as a coach now to select players. Because if it's not going to be easy, it's going to return the very same team. And then we're going to argue again and say, but why Dan Ferman? He's doing well. He's going to play the final of MTN 8. Why not? And then you say, no, you can't call Kavuz. He's scoring. They want to play final. You ask Ramakalela, who's Ramakalela from Venda? You want Ramakalela? He's going to play the final of MTN 8. It tells you that there's something good that Ramakalela is doing. That's why his team is going to play the final.
Yeah.
So all those things now we need to debate. To say, so-and-so, he needs to be there. His team is going to play the final. They beat Pirates. They beat so-and-so. That's why they're there. Kabuza, he scored against Sundowns. I mean, Sundowns is a big team. So if you score against a big team, it means you're a good player. So why not? We can select you in the national team. So we don't have to debate about players to be selected. You know, just need to come like this to say, in next month, the FIFA date, maybe it's on the 5th. Then you're like, oh, I know, definitely we're going to see Kabuza, we're going to see Tlachwayo, we're going to see Dolly. Because we can see them, their own form. So, but I'm saying to Mulifin Tseke, look, it's not an easy job. But he just need to, you know, work with his with the boys that he's going to select for national team and hope that the boys are not going to disappoint. Me personally, I've got their back. All the players that are playing football, I've got their back because I know it takes a lot out of a player. When you are in that field of play, you've got seconds to do anything. So of which, when I'm sitting here, I would say, but you were supposed to pass or and so now decided to shoot.
Yeah.
But he had seconds
to
take a decision. So I've got their backs. The coaches, all the coaches that are involved in football, I've got their backs, the players. You know, the management, sometimes I get frustrated. At some point, I couldn't understand why the management, they get frustrated until today as a director of coaches. I get frustrated when I don't see the team wins. And I ask myself, but coach, what are you doing the whole week? Yeah, because now I'm more in the office now. I can see things differently now.
Yes.
So I get to understand now that in football, when I'm involved in that game, it's not easy.
Very, very difficult. Yeah. Idris, I wanted to ask you about something else as well. Recently, sticking with Bafana, we had the cancellation of those matches, which are crucial warm-up games ahead of our qualifiers. I wanted to ask you, what do you think that effect had on the players? What effect did that have on the players? You know, not being able to prepare, kind of having games cancelled for things that are out of their control.
Yeah. No, I think it would have had a huge effect on the players. But in this instance, I would have felt more for the coach. When Leafy's just getting into the job.
Yeah.
Not sure if he's going to have a chance to coach the team on an official match. And one game being put off, the next game being confirmed. Hey, all happy. The next game, then second game also being cancelled. So, in a way, I felt a little bit more for the coach. Obviously, wanting to show the nation what he's capable of. Friendly game at home, in your own backyard. I think his plan, obviously, going through, he's created a new or a technical team for him, support structure as well. So he wanted to also put down his footprint early on. And it's normally the best is just once you've got into a position. So more so for the coach. The players, a little bit, in a way, it's a FIFA week. They would have loved to have had a game to keep that momentum going. But at the end of the day, they would have still been training, like a normal training session up until the match day. So I think they would have gone through the same routine as if they were going to play a match. So for them, I think at the end of the day, it's your job.
Yeah.
You have to do your job. You get paid, you get called up to do your job. Doesn't matter where you get called up. And those things are out of your control. Playing, I've always had this belief, doesn't matter where, if I've played in Venda or wherever, focus on the things that you can control. Don't focus on the referee. You cannot control the referee. Don't focus on the heat in Venda, 45 degrees. You cannot control it.
Yeah.
Focus on how you're going to pass the ball to your teammate. Focus on how you're going to run and how you're going to get back when you don't have any energy left.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you can focus on. So those things are out of their control. They're professionals. They get paid decent money, very good money, much more than I got paid when I was playing, you know. So they get remunerated for a job that they need to perform. And I think I would feel, as I said, more for the coach than for the players.
I see. Now, lastly, MTN 8 final takes place on the 5th of October at the iconic Orlando Stadium between Highlands Park, who overcame Pirates. They overcame Polokwane City, who have such a strong defense, as we've seen in the league. They face SuperSport United, who overcame Bidvest Wits and the PSL champion Sundowns. What type of match do you think we're in for in this final, and what are your predictions? I'll start with you, Idris, and then we'll finish with Tor.
Okay. As I said earlier, I didn't expect those two teams in the final. I mean, it's human nature. You have a fancy towards certain teams reaching a final, especially in this case in the MTN 8 final. But in saying that, contrasting styles of play, Owen De Gama, very compact. His team is very solid, very good on defensive shape and all that sort of thing. So, and then you've got SuperSport, on the other hand, who's got some players that are really firing, hitting the back of the net, Bradley Grobler, Kabuza as well, young players, Jamie Weber coming through with one or two goals now and again. If you had pushed me for now for a winner, and it's purely because of the cup pedigree of SuperSport United, Kaitano Temba being involved in the SuperSport structure when they were winning the knockout competitions. He's part of the culture of the team. And more so, he's a young, up-and-coming coach. And I'm sure he would also want to put his footprint in South African Premier League football. So I would definitely lean towards SuperSport lifting the MTN 8 come on the 5th of October, if you had pushed me now. And in saying that, and that goes hand-in-hand with the MTN 8 competitions of 10,000 rand a goal, for charity. My prediction even for the scoreline would be 2-1, so we'll have 3 goals, which equates 30,000 rand for charity for the MTN 8. So I would go for Kaitano Tembo and his SuperSport team.
And you, sir?
My brother, like I explained earlier, if you can remember, I spoke about Highlands Park from NFT to PSL. PSL top 8. Top 8, now they're going to play fine. So it tells you that there's something good that Coach Ondagama is doing. You know, my worry now is I wanted Sundowns and Highlands Park so that I can say with that confidence to say Highlands Park don't win. But now because of Kaitano Tembo is also a young coach and Coach Ondagama has been around. Now I'm caught up now in between to say, I'll go for Highlands Park. Yesterday I said 1-0, Highlands Park. Today is going to be 2-1, Highlands Park.
You know what? Just to wrap up the show, I'm going to have to agree with Tor here. Just because if last season of football taught me anything, go for the underdog.
Underdog,
Because the underdog, constant Liverpool, down 3-0 against Barca, comes back.
Okay.
You know, all of it just...
I want you to call me back for the interview.
On
the 7th of October.
It happens twice with Liverpool, remember?
Yeah.
It happens with AC Milan. 3-0, they came back. They've won. Again, Barcelona.
Yeah.
Where no one thought of Liverpool. Like, even myself, I had a slight belief. But I was like, yes, they will score. Maybe they will win the game. But not actually to go through. Then I was shocked that they really hammered Barcelona. Be careful with Ondagama. There's Ndoro, there's Ramakalela. So,
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining me on Sokola Duma Radio, guys. It's been a pleasure to have you guys, you know, legends of the game, both for Pirates and for Santos, Tobolagazi and Idris Burton. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's all for the weekend special. Remember to pick up your Sokola Duma newspapers for only 4 rand and check out our social media, because we'd love to get your voice reactions to the MTN 8 final, which looks like it's going to be an entertaining fixture. From myself, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic weekend.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.